back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Elder Hale, dedicating this show to the veterans today, folks. And the phone lines are open at 800-313-9443. Any questions, comments, any stories you might want to share with us? Elder.
Yes.
Back, let's expound a little bit on this deal that, that increases your gas mileage, because, you know, the price of oil is going up. Gas prices are coming up. There are areas in the country where gas is at $5 a gallon, and it's going up here in Phoenix. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay. Well, let me kind of segue into that from the DU issue, Michael. One of the things we're doing with the freeways.tv interface is educate. And share a lot of information and provide a medium for people to share a lot of information. One of the things that we're sharing in there, we've had interviews on our Red Freeways radio broadcast where we're talking to people like Dr. Rebecca Carley, Dr. Mark Circus, people that are offering protocols and solutions for the veterans out there and anybody else to deal with these issues of DU. And toxicity and problems with the body, ways to get it out of the body, how to replenish the body, put what's back in, it needs to go back in it. We've got technologies regarding antibiotics to help penetrate and go into the cellular level and into the spine to remove these toxins that have been injected into their bodies, how to hydrate and rejuvenate the cells and stop the mutation from continuing over and over again. Mm-hmm. So, that's one of the beauties of building this network of people with the Commonwealth through the Freeways interface is we have ability to educate. You have a forum to be able to share. You can upload video. One of the things that we're providing for veterans overseas, they want to stay in contact with their families back here. They have free, available to them and anyone else that are members too, they have free audio, video, teleconferencing. That means they could actually be looking at their loved one on the computer screen and talking to them at the same time. That's provided free to our members. That would be a premium anywhere else. There's a lot of things that we're providing, Michael, that makes me very happy to say, wow, I'm glad to be a part of this. And I'm trying to encourage people by saying this to become members too, because there's so many things that you would have to pay for that you get by becoming a member, plus the fact that you can find financial freedom by becoming a member and helping support. And the best part is that as we grow in numbers and this Commonwealth begins to grow and our common well-being starts to improve, our numbers and with the media potentials that we have with it, we can speak out and demand depleted uranium testing for the Gulf War veterans and get something done, at least get it out there. And then in the meantime, we can start addressing the issues with health and the alternatives that are available. Now, on the other hand, also we have the technologies that are available that for veterans that are, you know, looking for something to do. There might be some guys out there that are familiar with working on automobiles, might have a little electrical skills, which is required because this is more, as you know, that with electronics and getting more involved with the simple mechanics and motors nowadays, you got to be electronically certified to a certain degree. So with this technology, there's an opportunity for them to work as an installer of these devices. Now, let me give you a little bit of background of how I got involved. I had one of our members call me up and say, "Elder, hey, we've got this guy here that just got back from school, from training, and he's installed this hydrogen assist system on his 1996 Toyota." And he's getting 109 miles per gallon. I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, he's getting 109 miles per gallon." I said, "Well, I've seen hydrogen assist systems out there, and well, lots of times they're getting defeated by the computer system. They can't get around it. So what's going on?" And then he started explaining to me that the details about the fellows, that a group of them went up, they wanted to see this, you know, they wanted to see the evidence for themselves, like me. I want to know. I want to see the evidence.
Let me stop you there for a minute.
Right.
I'm looking at the clock, and I'm thinking I'm supposed to be hearing music for a break. There it is.
It.
Okay. Yeah, at any rate, okay, let's continue with that thought when we get back. We got to go to
attention, RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Elder Hale. Okay, phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. Go ahead and continue with the story regarding the fascinating increase in gas mileage here, Elder.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm getting this information that Brad's telling me that he's contacted these guys that's got a shop out in Las Vegas, New Mexico. They've just returned from a long trip and several days in training to get certified to certify. In other words, this guy is out there in New Mexico. The first ones in New Mexico, I understand, that have become certified to certify other people in that state. Now, I'm understanding that there's hundreds of vehicles with this technology riding around right now. And so, anyway, I hear about this from Brad, my friend, who's a member. And well, I said, hey, I want to talk to these mechanics. I want to get hooked up and find out what's going on. And so he hooked me up with this guy who went out there and made the trip, Joe, and I talked to Joe, and I said, Joe, did you get to see this stuff yourself too? And he said, yeah, I did, and it worked. I saw it, and we installed it. We put it on some vehicles up there while we were getting some training. And so now we're back here in New Mexico, and we're going full steam ahead, and the young guys that are involved with this that went with me, one of the young guys, Michael Romero, he's just on fire, and he just went, he just took to the technology, the electrical aspects of it, the technical aspects of it, like a fish to water, and he is doing some jam up work, and he's already put one on his Toyota Corolla, and he's getting 109 miles per gallon. Went from 35 to 109. Now this is highway. This is not in city traffic stopping and starting, which is going to come down probably around, you know, maybe the 70s, I would imagine. So, hey, if I can get 109 on the interstate, I'm happy. It's like buying a tank of gas and getting one or two free. So I followed up, and I interviewed a fellow that's manufacturing these things and grilled him really hard. I said, can we come up there and shoot video of this thing? Because we're looking at doing video and putting this stuff up on our on freewaves.tv to get you know, this stuff more available to people to understand what's going on. And he said, yeah, come up here and check it out. Whatever you want to do, videotape it. You know, it works. So I thought, well, okay, if he's going to do that, that's good. So I went a step further. I got the technician, Michael, on the line and had an interview with him last week and actually got to talk to the fellow. And he is definitely on fire. And he had just recently installed on a 2006 Scion, Toyota Scion, you know, the kind of funny-looking little box-shaped little cars.
Yeah, I know. It looks like a mini Hummer.
Yeah, it looks like a cartoon to me, but
I know.
Like, what is that thing? So he installed it on this, and it turned out that this guy, you know, it's like truth or dare. He owns the Las Vegas, New Mexico newspaper, and he's okay. I'm going to be optimistic about it, or I'm going to bust it one way or the other, and I'm going to tell the truth about this thing. So I'm going to get one of these things and have it installed on my 2006 Scion. And sure enough, lo and behold, the thing is getting 103 miles per gallon.
Now, this is your personal vehicle?
No, this is the guy that owns the Las Vegas, New Mexico newspaper out there. One of the newspapers in Las Vegas, New Mexico. And he, you know, he wanted to see. And if it's not already last week, I'd be surprised if it's not already in their Las Vegas newspaper with something right there on the front page about his 2006 Scion. So it's not mine. I'm going to get one.
That's my next question. I mean, you know, first of all, Elder, you're not the first guy that's told me this. As a matter of fact, ironically enough, I heard this yesterday from another individual of whom I was speaking to, and I'd never heard anything about it before. But you know, how much does it cost to install one of these?
Well, it depends. It depends on the area, you know, cost of living, and it depends on the vehicle. Sometimes there's some special work that has to be done for fittings to get it, you know, to get it mounted in the motor in proper places and things that has to be done. So maybe some special customized crafting that has to be involved. So it could be around $1,500 to get the equipment. It's you know, there's a few parts that go on. The computer is the main thing. The brains that outsmarts the dumbed down computer on the vehicles. So it's totally legal. In other words, there's a lot of things that they won't let you tweak that you could get better gas mileage. You can't touch it. You know, like you got your catalytic converter. It's there to burn up all that excess fuel that's being shoved through your motor because of the stupid dumbed down computer. So you've got all these things you got to put on. So you're looking at it with the parts and all. You're looking at installation and everything. You're looking at around $1,500. It might be up to $2,000 in some places.
Well, but with getting three times as much on your gas mileage, if you're putting you know, $50 a week in your gas tank going back and forth work, which is not unreasonable, then you're looking at within 6 months you've got your money back.
Well, I'm looking at guys right now that's talking. They're paying up to close to $100 to fill up, and they're having to do it more than once a week. You know. So
no, I'm being conservative.
Yeah, you were. You're being extremely conservative, Michael. And I don't want to sound like some kind of shill out here for it, but the truth be known, I want to know what works. That's what I've been finding, working with inventors and exotic stuff. I want to know what works. I want to deal with the pollution. And DU is another polluting thing going on from coast to coast. They're shooting DU rounds on the East Coast, on the West Coast, at these bases. This stuff is getting blown around all over the United States. I'm looking for ways to help get rid of that. I'm looking for ways to help help with the health issues, the alternatives. I'm looking for alternative energy technologies, and I'm involved with guys that have got some stuff right now ready to go. And this is one of them. And I thought, well, you know, Michael, it's like this. Lots of times you got to get people's attention. You got to shake them. You got to get their attention and say, wake up. And lots of times if you show some people how they can save the money, help the environment, help themselves at the same time, you might get their attention for 5 minutes. So this is being used not only as a way to help veterans find work and do something than other people, it's also something that I see as a way to help get the attention and help galvanize us, because it's important. If we don't start on the local level, at the community level, grassroots level, start getting together in a community and meet each other, whether it's a Ron Paul meeting somewhere, or whoever your candidate is, and start gathering together and start at the local level of the community, Michael, then, I mean, I don't see what's going to stop the juggernaut from just rolling right over us.
No, you're right. It's a grassroots movement. And I want to mention, you know, I'm perusing through this website right now, and, you know, my next question out was, how do you get involved in this? But I want to read something here on this website, folks. It says, a member only donates. To become a member, I'm assuming you donate $30 one time, which is very inexpensive. Never another penny out of your pocket. Once you invite six of your friends who donate, you are rewarded $50. The members enrolled before them may also contribute to the six people filling positions. And after a cycling time is completed, in other words, the enrollment of six people connected to your activity, they donate $30 for you to re-enter you into the network plan so that you are rewarded again and again. At the completion of a cycling time, you may elect to take your reward and use it as you need, or take any one of those repeating rewards of $50 or other rewards at their respective phase and opt in to enter the next phase for even greater rewards. So this is it's really a unique program, and it's something that you'd say, well, you know, I don't want to spend $30. Well, you're not really. You're investing $30 into something where, and I look at this, and I'm telling you, go into www.freewaves.tv, and, you know, I'm not trying to pitch this and sell it to you. I'm saying, you know, I drive down the road, Elder, and I've told you this. You know, I see these guys holding up street signs, and they're, you know, some of them are actually in wheelchairs. They're missing a limb. They're doing something, and that's all they have. And if there's, and we know, Elder, that the government is not going to assist these people. They're just forgotten. They're ostracized. They're cast out in society, if you will. And if there's a way. Yeah, grassroots-wise, if there's a way that we can come together and assist these people, give them a hand up, not a handout, okay, and get these people actively working. Now, I would not be averse to spending $1,500 to put a contraption on my vehicle that would get me three times as much gas mileage, because obviously it would pay for itself. But there's a number of other things I am assuming that you guys are doing to, you know, in a humanitarian capacity to assist these people.
Right, we're looking at a full spectrum here. We're looking at a holistic approach. We got to deal with food. We got to have water. We got to have antibiotics. We've got to have a way to get back and forth. We want to get back to some basics that I think we've really lost. But first of all, we've got to get galvanized and get focused on the same page. Wake up, you know, smell a coffee, and get involved with all these different things that we need to do, Michael. And so we're just starting. That website you're looking at is just a little over a month old. We're so new, and we're growing fast, and it's just incredible what I'm seeing. And it just encourages me as a disabled veteran to see people getting involved. And it'd be great if RBN listeners would see what's going on, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there, Michael. It is a pitch. We're so conditioned with commercialism, and when somebody comes up with something, it always sounds like a pitch, and somebody's getting ripped off, and all the money's going to some cat, you know, in a shoebox in his closet at the top. This isn't the way this works. This money, you know where it's going. And like you were reading a while ago, people that only ever one time donate a small amount of $30 and they get plugged in, we've got people that never done another thing and got a $50 reward. And they got their donation back. We want people to realize, though, we don't want them to get the idea in their mind that this is an investment. It's giving. It's simply giving from your heart. It's love. Hope that's okay to use that word, because I love you guys. And this is what we want to do, is spread the love, you know, share, pass the stew, and
pay
let's
it forward.
Help feed each other. Yes, indeed.
All right, we got to take a break.
We
got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Elder Hale. Stick with us. We got more, folks.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. My guest, Elder Hale, and it's a short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And, you know, it reminds me, Elder, there was a little deal that went on about a week ago, and I'm sure you're aware of this, where on the Internet, Ron Paul raised a whopping, $4.2 million just at the behest of an idea of a patriot. And, you know, we all know that if we're going to help anybody, it's going to be us at a grassroots level. If we're going to get Ron Paul elected, it's going to be us at a grassroots level. The mainstream media is not helping us. If we're going to help and assist these veterans get off the street, it's not going to be the government. The government's not going to do it. They've already shown their colors in that capacity because they're not doing anything for these veterans besides casting them out. And you know what's sad, Elder? And I had mentioned this to you off the air. I had a caller when I was on KFNX Mainstream in Phoenix, Arizona last year before I came on to RBN. And she went to a church here, big, large church here in Phoenix. And she was mentioning to me, I was reading an article on depleted uranium, and she was mentioning to me that her husband, along with two other of his friends that went to the same church, all went to Iraq. And when they returned home, they all three of them, obviously, they got their wives pregnant and they had children. Two out of the three couples this lady was fortunate enough to have a normal child, but the other two, their friends, had children that were deformed. And it's because of this depleted uranium that the government will not step up to the plate. Well, they will not admit it. They say it doesn't exist. And they use the RAND Corporation think tank to back up their theory. And that's just a tragedy.
On our website, you'll see a link on freewaves.tv, which is connected to burkehill.com and American Veterans Association website at burkehill.com. You'll see an article by about Lorraine Moray. She's an American independent scientist and international expert on radiation and public health issues. She blows it wide open. There is absolutely no doubt there's criminal court cases. They're talking about this and to enforce the 1925 Geneva poison gas protocol. Anyway, sorry about that. Call trying to come through here on my end. Anyway, there's no doubt about it. They can deny it all they want to. But the truth of the matter is, Michael, there's no getting around it. There's no getting around it. This is depleted uranium. The protocols that they use for handling the stuff with suits on, and they tell it, it's all detailed. Anybody can find it on the Internet if they want to search it out. There's no doubt about it. And regardless of what they're saying, what we've got to do is galvanize and come together and demand. That's what we want to do with the American Veterans Association. The more as we grow and our numbers increase, we're going to demand by getting on media like this and other ways that we can and tell people that we tell these people we want depleted uranium testing for our Iraqi veterans, the Gulf War veterans over there.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's a great idea. Now, I want to ask you, getting back to this website, the Freewaves TV, and you have I haven't perused around it too much, but evidently you have videos that are posted up here. Do you have much experience with testimonies from these guys that are coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq, you know, as far as what's really going on there as opposed to what the government propagandizes through the mainstream media is what's happening? Do you have any...
I'm glad you asked. Well, that's one of the things that we're looking for right now is testimonies directly from veterans at home right now. So if you're a veteran listening to this, you've got some video information you'd like to share with us, it's going to go up on the net, and we'll share it. We would love to hear your story. We want to hear your point of view. We aren't going to coach you or anything like that. You just say what's exactly on your heart and give us, you know, the truth as you see it from your world and your experiences. We want to get that up there. And other people that are active, we got Gary and Larry Lane. The Lane twins have spoke up on behalf of our outreach mission. They're actors. You've seen them all on a lot of TV shows. You've seen them on that commercial on TV. Are You Gelling? You seen that one, Michael? You know, the twins, there's three sets of twins, two sets of guys and then two, and then the girls. And they ask, are you gelling? And they said, yeah, I'm gelling, but they're really not. That's Michael and Gary Lane. And they've jumped in behind us full steam, and they're going to be helping us with, I mean, they want to get it on the talk show circuit, what we're doing with our endeavor, because there's nothing like it. There is nothing like it on planet Earth right now. The focus of what we're trying to do and the way we're doing it and the dynamics that are already engineered in it, it's just divine. It's a divine plan that's inspired by God, and I'm not afraid to say that this is a divine plan, and we want to give credit where credit is due, because this is all the mathematics that is used in this plan comes straight out of the Bible.
Well, you know, the truth stands on its own, and the mainstream working in collusion with the government can paint anything they want to on the television set with their propaganda. But I give you an example. I had a caller, I can't remember his name, called in about 2 weeks ago, I guess, and he had just returned from overseas. And this guy, I wanted to get him up as a guest, and I had asked him to give his name and number to the engineer, but evidently they lost him. I wanted to interview him, but he was telling, in his limited stint that he had on as a caller, he was telling me about some of the things that happened, telling the listening audience about what's really going on over there, as opposed to what the mainstream public is being spoon-fed. And with you know, operations like yours with this at the grassroots, this is an opportunity to expose this for what it really is and get it out to the public. We're going to take a break again. We'll be back in three with my guest, Elder Hale. We've got more folks. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and I will see you in three. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Just got back from taking my noontime Cardivite. And for all of you who have not yet experienced Cardivite, I would strongly urge you to go into www.heartdrop.com and try some of this stuff. It's really, really good, folks. I take it, I like it, and it's making me feel a lot better. At any rate, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Elder, I wanted to mention, you know, this is a grassroots level. I commend you for doing what you've done. It takes initiative to do this. But, you know, I as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, Elder, I went to the movies the other night, and I saw a new movie that just came out called Lions for Lambs. And I thought it was a brilliantly put together movie that orchestrated not only what's happening, how the administration has been lying to us through propaganda and the media is complicit in it, but also at what cost these wars are taking, both economically and on our veterans, the ones that, you know, give their lives, the ones that come back and they're maimed. But interestingly enough, as I was sitting there waiting for this movie to start, Elder, I was noticing the previews. You know how they do the previews for the new movies that are coming out? And I didn't get the name, but there's two more movies that are coming out within the next 60 days that are starting to show now the effect that this is having on our veterans, because there's one of them that's coming out shortly. I don't remember the name of it, but it was talking about the fact that there was a guy that had come back from, I believe, his second or third tour in Iraq, and he was thinking he's going to get on with his life, and here he gets another notice saying that he's got to deploy again, and the effects that it has on the family and so forth. And this is an ongoing thing. This has a direct effect not only on the individual that's serving Elder, but also the families. The mental condition of the people, the stress that they're under, not to mention putting their lives on the line. And this is an ongoing thing that has to stop. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do. I'm finding it systemic throughout the world and in the population here in the United States. We've got increasing numbers of people, either veterans or not otherwise, just the general civilian population right now, that's just getting loaded up with antidepressants, Xanax, pills to deal with it all. And I think the media that is definitely beginning to wake up and see that a way to focus on this and see how the tragedy is such as it is to focus on the plight of the veterans and how they have been abandoned, critically and seriously abused, can go over there perfectly healthy and never take a round in their life, but they're still coming home loaded with WMD brought over by America, unfortunately, or I should say by America's leaders, and being utilized over there by the corporate group. It's going corporate. And the way to focus on what's going on corporately, Michael, the corporate military industrial complex is focusing on the plight of the veterans and use that as a emotional point for galvanizing the thought processes, because it's going to get to a point where we're not going to be able to say a whole lot, I believe. They're pushing towards that. And one way to say it in drama, in the media, in movies, is to show the plight of what's happening with veterans that are coming back home that gave their all for you listeners out there, for America, for home, for family, and come back, and you got all this stuff going on. You can't find a job. You're sick. You just feel weird. There's stuff going on in your body. Your children are coming out deformed. I think it's high time that they did it. I think it's a little bit convenient for some in Hollywood and in news media that's focusing on these things. You know, it's very convenient for them, because I believe a lot of it is backpedaling and trying to keep a face, Michael. I see a lot of stuff on the news, CNN, Fox, and these other channels and stuff that, you know, they're trying to give the American people some notion that they're really doing some serious broadcasting now, and they're telling you the truth of what's going on, right? Well, I see through that. Being a visionary person that can see past this stuff, call it a gift or whatever, but I see past it, and I see that there's still not enough said. But I am glad to see that something is said, and I'm hoping that the folks out there listening, and will be listening to this broadcast again in the future, will stand up and join hands with folks all over the country and on the local level, on the grassroots level, and say, you know what? There's another vote that I have. Yeah, I can go to the polls and vote and do something, but I got more than one vote. I can vote and choose to do something right now at home. I can choose to do this, or I can choose to do that. And we can make a difference so that we're not so totally codependent on a corporate infrastructure that wants to drug us and dilute us into their illusion and wipe us off the face of this earth. Mm-hmm. I think there's something we can do about it, Michael, and I think we're in the process, and I'm glad RBN is stepping up to the plate, and you guys, what you're doing, we appreciate it so much.
Yeah, and we give kudos out to the listening audience because they have been putting the word out, and the listening audience is growing, and that excites me. You know, I can't say enough. You know, the mainstream media is so locked down. Anything that comes out, whether it be a movie or whether it be a television, you know, the 24 or whatever it is, these products that go through the process are screened before they ever hit the silver screen, if you will, or before they hit your television set. And they're screened by, you know, the CIA and the military industrial complex to make sure that it's put the military in the proper favor. And what, the reason I give such accolades to Robert Redford is because he tied this in such a way to send some very serious messages to the mainstream media about what's going on, at what cost to us as a people, to us in our with our dignity, with our patriotism, at what cost to our young men and women that have gone over there, at what cost to their families, and ties it in very, very well with the media complicity and the fact that the decisions are made politically, not so much for the benefit of the military man, but more for political aspirations, if you will. And I highly recommend that. But also, we've got you know, these movies that are coming out now, and I toy with, you know, you see little snippets, Elder, that come out, for example, with people like Lou Dobbs or Keith Olbermann with you know, touching on the North American Union, but there's very little said about it. And I find it interesting that Robert Redford was able to interweave these messages and get it through this screening process for anybody that is adept enough to pick up what that message is and spread the word. I'll tell you what, let's take a call. You want to?
Sure.
All right, let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael and Elder. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
I just woke up.
You did?
Well,
okay.
It snowed earlier this morning, so I went back to sleep. That's how I deal with that. It's a coping strategy.
I see. Okay, what's going on in your world, Don?
Well, besides the snow, I have four simple questions for your guest,
okay.
Mr. Elder. Okay?
Okay.
First one, how many incarcerated veterans are there that are incarcerated right now? Okay, and he doesn't have to answer it directly, but I'm curious, and perhaps maybe this can get out, all right?
Okay.
Number two, how many of those incarcerated vets have sentences that are longer than 20 years? Number three, how many of those vets have family, i.e. children? Number four, how many of those vets have respectable medical care? Those four questions, I think, should be looked at and answered with a quickness. And I'm talking not with a Social Security number for a military ID number, but with seven digits in my old military ID number. And I have a little bit of knowledge on that, and I'm telling you, it's worse than what you might even imagine.
Elder, do you have any idea?
I have absolutely no idea, but I'm so thankful to God that this man called up. It's just divine to me that he called up. Everything's for a reason. Sir, would you please share the statistics with us?
My statistics that I have are about 7 years old, okay? There's approximately right now 60 million vets that have... in some way or another have been tagged as with a state identification number. They have been either incarcerated or still incarcerated and are on parole and probation.
60 million?
That's the statistics that I had from 7 years ago.
60?
That is an ongoing accumulative number in aggregate. Now, incarcerated, there was approximately, what was it,
'So that's how they're dealing with the homeless veterans.
Well, this is my point. My statistics are old. That's why I'm asking for an update on this, because, like I said, this was an accumulative number, and this was going back into the 50s coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay, the problem is not going away. It's being exacerbated, and I believe Mr. Herzog knows very good and well what I mean when I say exacerbated by the mechanicians and that are operating the corporatocracy that we have right now. Okay.
And, right. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The idea here is that we have all of these veterans that are veterans. It doesn't matter whatever age group they belong to and whatever particular conflict that they were in. They're still veterans, and with personal respect, shall I say, okay, these individuals have been lost to society at large. All right, there's a whole bunch of them right now. There are probably somewhere in the neighborhood of, I would say easily 50, 60,000 of them that are not receiving proper medical care. They're totally ignored, or they're exploited because of their infirmities and their various disabilities, either physical or emotional, mental. Okay, and I speak with a little bit of personal knowledge in that, but I won't even go into that right now.
Well, sir,
have seen that exploitation worked upon them. It's insidious. It's absurd.
Caller, I'm trying to hold down the agitation and the rage inside of me after hearing this. I would have guessed, you know, hundreds of thousands, but 60 million, I never had a clue.
I'm talking about veterans that go back to the 50s, okay? And these statistics, I may be wrong, it may be 6 million, not 60 million, but the point that I'm trying to make is that it was in aggregate. It was an astounding, phenomenal number. It blew me out of the saddle. And these are statistics that the Department of Justice has taken and in part buried and hidden from public purview. But I remember reading an article that a general who was working at the time for, I forgot the veterans organization, it was Veterans for Peace. A retired general had gone out and gathered statistics on this, and he at the time, this was in the just before Y2K, he was working steadfastly on trying to mount a search on this, and then it just, all of a sudden, it vanished off radar. So I'm assuming that this thing, and you have to excuse me because I get really emotional on this. I take it personally.
No, I understand why.
To the extent that it is very, very, it's evil. It's the epitome of evil.
I want to insert something here, Don, for the benefit of the listening audience. Don and I have spent 3 hours yesterday on the phone, 3 hours and 2 minutes to be exact. And as I mentioned to Don, and I'll mention to all of you out there, all of you people that have died the death, we've awakened here, we're all friends, okay? And I told Don yesterday on the telephone, I feel like there's nobody out there that I couldn't come in, knock on your door, tell you who I am, and we couldn't sit and have a cup of coffee because we all share the same thing. We share the truth, and the truth stands on its own. Don shared a lot of things with me yesterday that I'm not going to share with you on the air, and I don't expect him to either. But I know that this hits home deep with him because this is a serious problem, and it's a problem that our government ignores. And as Elder was speaking, it's a problem that goes to the grassroots. We, and only we, just like with Ron Paul and elevating him up to the top in the polls, this is something that we have to take control of and we have to do something about. And with that, go ahead and continue, Don.
Thank you, Michael. I need to make a cup of coffee here. I allow myself to come to this point, which, you know, I have to approach this with kid gloves because this acts as a trigger mechanism for my particular little issue that I have to deal with that goes all the way back to April 3rd, 1970, in a land far, far away, in a time far away. But calming down and looking at this, the anger is not from fear. It is from having seen what is reality and what is happening and what is going on within these various institutions that, as I stated, are insidious, corporate, manipulated institutions of evil. Now, there's a whole lot of people out there that might, and justifiably so, believe that these institutions are there to put people who have done something wrong into so that they can serve their time, okay? I accept the philosophy and the theory as such because there is a reason for people who have done something wrong to and justifiably have been convicted of a crime. If that even ever happens, which that's not necessarily the case anymore, might I insert here, look at the old word term penitentiary and what the root word, what the root meaning of that is, penitence. That doesn't exist anymore. Penitentiaries have been eliminated for, quote, correctional facilities, correctional institutions. And the only blessed thing that they're in there correcting is their stupid balance sheets at the expense of these people, because these people have become what's known as, quote, chattel property to them. Now, I'm not going to rant anymore because it's just driving me up the wall and there ain't enough coffee in the world that can sedate me on this one. And, yeah, caffeine works the opposite on me.
All right. Well, let me stop you right there, Don, and say this, that the information – and by the way, Don sent me about 2 inches worth of information here that I perused through yesterday, and I was astounded of some of the stuff that I read. And by the way, Don, with your permission, I'm going to share some of this stuff with the listening audience later on this week. From my mystery location Friday.
No problem, Michael. You know that.
All right. Very good, sir. I appreciate your input. Have a cup
Thank
of
you,
coffee,
Michael.
Don. Thank
all
you.
All right. I'll
Don.
Let you go.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. All right. Listen, Elder, we've got to take another break, and we'll be back for the final segment. But you see how this arouses emotion in some of these veterans because they know they've been there, they've seen it, and this man I know has seen it firsthand, and it digs him to the bone. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. This is something that we have to address, folks, because nobody else is going to do it for us.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
cook, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, final segment coming up here with my guest, Elder Hale. And today, I want to thank everybody for joining me. This has been, I wasn't even going to do a show today, but I think it went very well. This has been a salute to our veterans. And Elder, I want to thank you for coming on. Anything else? I want you to give out those websites again, and I want you to, you know, give your closing thoughts to us, if you would, Elder. Oh,
thank you, Michael. I want to thank you. I want to thank Michael Powers, RBN. Really stand-up guy. What a great guy with a big heart. Thank you, Michael Powers, for connecting us up to make this possible today.
You had to mention him, huh? Boy, oh boy. No, I'm just kidding. Great. Michael Powers. Michael Powers is a very impressive young man, and he's accomplished so much for his young age, and I give him accolades. This man is brilliant. He's a great, he's a very personable guy, very intelligent guy, and he's wise beyond his years. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and so the youth, you know, when I when I was in high school, 73, thinking about Vietnam, I was looking at the world. I was scared to death. I want to encourage people out there. You know, one of the main things that gets us down is when somebody takes away our hope. That you think there's nothing you can do to make a difference, and they want to take your dream away from you. And what we're wanting to do with what we're doing at Free Waves TV, at BurkeHale.com, the American Veterans Association, is to give life again to the Commonwealth, to the common well-being. It's what we make it. If you spend your time fussing and fighting and fretting over what you see out there, this illusion, you're going to lose it. But if you make your dream real, if you believe in your dream, it's not just some kind of fanciful, you know, ridiculous notion that's not going to have no substance to it, because what we see today is because of what we believed. All we see that we're facing right now is because we believed it. We gave it the power. Now it's time for us to take that power away and put it where it's supposed to have been all along. And I believe firmly, if you seek first the kingdom of heaven, all things will be added unto you. And that's what we're wanting to do. It's past the stew. There's an analogy on the website. It talks about a guy going to heaven by, you know, some angels take him to heaven, and they show him heaven. There's a lot of people standing around this huge bowl of stew, but they're miserable. They're starving to death. They got these 12-foot spoons, and they can't hit their mouth with it. So he takes them to heaven, and lo and behold, there's the same scene, a huge bowl of stew the size of a lake with hundreds and thousands of people standing around with 12-foot spoons. But the difference is these people are happy and they're healthy. And the reason why is, and the guy looks at it and he says, what's the difference? And he says, the angel says, look again, open your eyes. And he looks again and he sees that somebody reaches down and they dip up some stew and they pass it over and they feed the guy next to them. And the guy next to them does the same thing. What we've got to realize is we've got to do it together. We can't be islands out there on ourselves, focusing and wasting our time looking at the news and listening to drudgery all day. Is we've got to make it happen. We've got to make our dreams come true. And they will. And if you believe in it, they will come true. That's what I have to say, Michael. And that's what we're trying to do. And go to freewaves.tv, burkehale.com for the American Veterans Association. Call me at 706-937-7379. I have nothing to hide. I'm open book. And I'll talk with you and help you any way I can. And we'll all get connected up and we'll make a difference.
Elder Hale, thank you again for coming on. It's been a pleasure, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, that's the end of my Veterans Day salute. Elder Hale, great guy. Stay tuned for John Stadtmiller coming up with the National Intel Report on the other half of the sandwich that I'm sandwiched in between. I will see you tomorrow with Dave Lindorf. Going to talk a little bit about this impeachment resolution that evidently they kicked out. We'll find out a little bit more about that tomorrow, maybe some other news. So stick with me, have a good rest of the day, and listen to John.
I will be. Goodbye.